Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
And we have a special guest in the building this evening. Jason is on the line. And I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, NONCENTS.
I don't mean to cut you off on what he say. I was about to say push rhymes like wait.
Yes. Word. Also, get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. We'd love to have you. What's been going on, fellas?
Everything is everything, man. How y'all brothers doing?
We good, man. How the weather down there? It was about 70 degrees today. It was nice as fuck up here.
Yeah, it's lovely today. It's like in the 8, we had some rain earlier in this week, so it's just like a mild 80 degrees right now. Oh. All day today, really.
That's what's up.
That's good shit. Well, on today's episode, man, this is episode 82, because I was told that last episode we was on 81, which is great. We moving forward closer to that 100 episode mark. Can't wait to give you guys that. But as always, we appreciate all the listeners tuning in. Jason, you listen to the show pretty much every week, man. How we doing out here? We doing good?
Yo, man, y'all on your way to the top, man.
We on our way to the top.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah. Revolt need to cut y'all a check, man.
Revolt need to cut us a check.
Hey, as long as they ain't trying to change us. If they try to change us, we don't want their money.
Yeah. I would love to get a check from Revolt to be up on that joint, man. And if they wanted us to cover music, news, and sports all day, we could do that all day.
Like I said, as long as they don't try to change us.
Exactly.
Nah, y'all gotta stay the course. Y'all gotta remain the same, man.
For real.
Yeah. But speaking of music, man, recent music has been released over the past couple weeks. Music that I've actually listened to. Sky Zoo came out with the Bluest Note EP. I think it's about 6 tracks on that joint.
I don't even know who that is.
Sky Zoo, he's a rapper from out of
I'm sure he
New
is.
York. So,
you know who he is?
From Long Island?
I believe so, yeah.
We're on Long Island. I'm sure you don't know.
I don't know, man. I just know he's a New York rapper. I listen to him all the time. His new EP, The Bluest Note.
Hey,
shit's fire.
From Long Island, maybe I'll give him a shot. See what he about.
You know, John Connor also released his new album the other day called SOS. I checked that joint out. It was pretty decent. He won't bet. He was formerly signed under Aftermath with Dr. Dre, but you know Dre don't be releasing nobody's albums, so they had to get off and get his own album out. Drake released a surprise album last night called Dark Lane Demo Tape. I ain't listened to that shit yet.
I won't listen to it.
You won't listen to it? You listening to that, Jason? You checking out the new Drake?
No, but I will check it out. Why you don't like Drake, man?
You don't like Drake?
Because I don't. I just don't.
There's nothing wrong with him, man. He's versatile. He got bars. He's a good artist, man.
Yeah. Okay, he's not for me.
He's not for him, man.
I respect that.
Also, the ladies were dropping remixes this week. Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion dropped a Savage remix this week. And Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat dropped the Say So remix this week. So the ladies...
I thought that bitch wasn't making music no more.
Who, Nicki?
Yeah.
Hey, man, she had to hop on the song because the song was fire, the song moving.
How much they pay her?
She got paid a little bit for it.
I'm sure she did. She come out of retirement.
She got paid a little bit for it, you know.
Stay in retirement, Nicki.
He don't like Nicki either, Jason.
Nah, I like Cardi B, though.
You like Cardi B, though?
You like that ratchetness.
Yes, I love that shit, bro.
I can't stand her. I think she's the worst ever.
I don't know about
and
the worst.
She married to my brother, so you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Here you go with that Migo shit again. So one thing we were discussing how we were going to do a top 20 rappers of all time. Our favorite.
Our favorite.
Our artist. Favorite. Not, you know, your favorite or anybody else's favorite. We don't really give a damn what your opinion is, but we gonna do our top 20. Now, Jason, you're more than welcome to chime in on this joint. I know you don't.
He ain't gonna like our list.
You didn't
well,
put.
I know he probably will like mine. You down south ass.
Now my top 20 is different.
Your top 20 is different. Your top 20 is different. Now, being that we just brought this up to you, you probably wouldn't be able to prepare your top 20 as quickly.
Just do the best you can.
You know,
because if I didn't write my shit down and take a picture of it, I wouldn't know it either.
Now, but the way we going to do this, though, we're going to start from number 20 and work our way up.
See, mine ain't in no order, though.
Even though it don't matter if it's not in order, but your top,
my top five is probably in order, but okay. After that is
you can say this not in any particular order.
It ain't in no order, people.
Keep your top five.
The top five.
You keep your top five the way your top five at, but we going from the bottom up. We want to go from the bottom up.
All right.
So, what you want to do? You want to do five first, and then I do five.
It don't make no difference to me.
All right,
you go first, so I can. All right. I'm a look at it, and but you know.
You want to look at it? All right. So with me, man, my list was based on rappers that I like who put together a good body of work and that I enjoy listening to.
Okay.
Again, put together a good body of work. You were disqualified. You didn't make the top 20 if you ain't have more than two albums out. I don't give a fuck what you say about anybody else. If you ain't got more than two albums, I ain't put you on the list.
Biggie only got two.
I mean, so no Biggie, no Big Pun.
So no Biggie.
Big L.
No Biggie, no Big Pun, no Big L. They did not make the top 20. They were honorable mentions because they didn't have more than two albums.
All right, so I'll adjust my shit.
You ain't got to adjust shit.
If that's what you want the criteria to be.
No, that's my criteria. I didn't say that was y'all criteria. I just wanted the people to know. So while I'm saying this list, if they be like, well, where Biggie at? Where Big L? It's because didn't have more than
I'll
two.
I'll rock with you.
I mean, you don't have to.
I'm going to rock with you.
Okay, that's up to you. But that was just my criteria where I put them down. So, my number 20 is going to be Sky Zoo. He's had about seven projects. I've liked them all. My favorite project from him is called The Great Debater.
Never heard of him. Go check that out.
Number 19, I got Joe Budden.
I've never listened to a Joe Budden album.
Joe Budden albums are great to me. I just like
gotta listen to the mood. What is that? The Mood Music series.
The Mood
even
Music
those
series.
Albums, right?
The All Love Lost series. Just that dude is just incredible to me when he puts together music, especially on the solo tip. When he's you know, with Slaughterhouse, he does elevate his game a little bit, but his solo projects are pretty good. Number 18, I got Twista.
Okay.
Adrenaline Rush are always my favorite project from him, but I like Kamikaze, The Day After. Man, it just puts out good.
Adrenaline Rush 2000
was fire too. Number 17, I got Ice Cube.
Okay.
It's so many things you can say about Ice Cube, but you know, I just like that guy, man. His flow's nice. He's been putting out good album after good album for damn near 20, 30 years, man. Dude's nice. And number 16 is Styles P.
Why so low, nigga?
Why so low for Styles P? He's number 16, man. I got other people up there. So those are the first five that I'm giving you, man. Sky Zoo, Joe Budden, Twista, Ice Cube, Styles P.
My shit ain't in no order.
All right.
So I'm going to throw... like I said, my top five is in order. So I'm going to throw DMX.
DMX. Good shit.
Jay-Z.
All right.
Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
And Twista.
What you think, Jason? So far?
We're just going, you know, our 20 favorite.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with Skyview. I just Googled it. He's from Brooklyn, actually.
Skyzoo, yep.
Skyzoo's from Brooklyn.
Yo,
but
you,
that's the
you want to throw five?
I ain't never.
Throw five up in there for you.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you don't want to, you don't want to. I'm just saying.
Not your top five.
So, I throw Cube in there. Let me see. Redman.
Okay.
Damn, it's hard to think of five. I got to go back. Let me throw my dog Prodigy up in there.
Okay.
Damn, that's all I can think of. I'm on the spot. Right, damn, I need two more. I don't want to say the obvious thing. I'm trying to go with the least obvious.
You can
obvious
say whatever. Right, it's your favorite 20 artists. We're just going five at a time.
I'm going to throw Exhibit in there.
Okay. Look at him coming out the Exhibit, West.
Then I'm going to ride through Texas. I'm going to throw Bun in there.
Bun B. Oh, man.
All right.
Look at that. That's good. That's good shit right there. All right. So we going 15 to 11. I'm going first or you going first this time?
I can go first.
All right.
I got Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
I throw Nas up in there.
Okay.
Tech Nine. Method Man.
Method.
How many is that? Three or four?
Hold on. Start over. You said Nas.
Nas, Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Tech Nine. So that's three.
Yeah.
I threw Method Man. That's four.
Method Man.
And I'm going to go Lloyd Banks.
All right. Mm. So my number 15, I'm going Redman. Consistent. Very consistent. Number 14, I'm going Elzai. Elzai is a rapper out of Detroit. His best project to me is Lead Poison. Number 13, Sci-Hi the Prince out of Atlanta. Best project to me for him would be NAACP. So it's a Black History Month project that he did. Number 12, I got Ludacris. We all know how I feel about Ludacris. Ludiversal. Back for the First Time, Release Therapy. All his projects were top-notch to me, but, you know, some people don't like him, but it's whatever. And number 11, I got Jay-Z.
Okay.
Best project that I think he had was between American Gangster and the Black Album, but other people would say Reasonable Doubt.
I ain't never heard either one of them shits.
What you mean, what?
The Blueprint?
I said best projects to me that he brought out were the Black Album and American Gangster. Those were the best projects to me. I like the Blueprint, but I'm talking about his best work to me.
Okay, I dig it.
You got five more to put out there?
Yeah. Let's see. Let me go. I'm gonna put Raekwon in there.
Raekwon is chef.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Cormega.
Ooh. Cormega.
Ooh. Okay. Sean Price.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's in the top 50 for me.
I'm going to throw Jay-Z. Of course, he should be in everybody's top somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I'll throw in, let me see. I was throwing Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Okay.
All right, yeah, man. So now we going into the top 10. We're going to go 10 through 6. You want to go first, Jason?
Nah, I'm going last.
You can go last. All right. I'll throw out some names here. At number 10, I got my guy from Mississippi, Big Crit, at number 10. Best project for me, for him, would probably be Forever Is a Mighty Long Time. Number 9, I'm going to go Tech 9. Best project I think he had for me was Something Else. That was the name of the album. I think it was a double disc. Number 8, I'm going T.I. I learned to rap from listening to T.I. songs. Urban Legend is my favorite project from him. Number 7, The Roots, Black Thought. Black Thought from The Roots, The Tipping Point, is probably my favorite album of theirs. And number six is probably going to make the guy who crossed for me a little mad. But I'm going Tupac at number six. Hey, best project to me, All Eyes on Me.
Your top five, your list is your list. Like I said, my shit ain't in no order. So, next, I got Chic.
Chic.
SP.
SP.
I'm going to throw Fab up in there.
Fab.
Crazy Bone.
Crazy.
And Nelly.
Nelly. Yo, Nelly. Nelly's in the top 10.
What you say about Crazy Bone?
That we got to have a conversation about Crazy Bone, man.
We ain't got to have no conversation about Crazy Bone, dog. Crazy up in there, man.
He's about to get that work, man.
No.
He's stalling right now, but he's going to get that work.
Obviously, you didn't listen to Crazy Bone. You probably listened to, like, the one Bone Thugs album. You ain't listen to Crazy.
Crazy got some shit with him, dog. He's got some shit.
They don't want no smoke with 3-6 Mafia, fam.
Listen, bro. I understand what you're saying about the hit for hit stuff. We understand that. But we just...
I don't...
Crazy makes better music overall than 3-6. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Can't believe this.
Here you go.
Because you don't listen. Here you go. That's all it is. You don't listen to them.
So give us five that you got coming up in this top 10.
Put the God, Busta Rhymes.
Busta.
Yeah. Snoop.
Snoop.
Let me see. Cool G Rap.
Cool G.
Yeah, Cool G Rap. You know what? I'm gonna throw LL Cool J up in there, man.
So what's up?
LL.
I'm sorry, LL. You did not make my top 20. You probably should have, though.
He ain't make my top 20 either. He ain't even make my top 30. I don't even give a fuck. Like,
whatever. And then I'm gonna throw the king of the trap in there, man. Roderick Davis.
Roderick Davis.
Better known as Gucci Mane.
You should see Matt's face at this particular point.
That's his list. I ain't,
hey, Gucci, you know, man.
It is what it is.
All right, man. We going top five. Who's the top five, Matt?
I'll get my top five, and this is in order. Tupac.
You're going one down.
I'm going one down. Okay. This is in order.
All right, go ahead.
Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Okay.
Jadakiss.
All right.
Redman.
Uh-huh.
Busta.
Redman, Busta. Jadakiss didn't make it in my top 30. I'm sorry. He just didn't. All right. That guy's just been declining to me.
To me, he ain't been declining. He ain't putting out no work. Like, you know?
That's, you got a top... Nah, Jadakiss. Jadakiss to me has been declining, but other people don't feel that way, so it is what it is. Yeah. I definitely didn't like his last album. Wasn't that good.
The last album he put out was that shit with fucking Fab.
No, he put out Ignatius. Ignatius?
Oh, we don't count that.
You don't count that?
That's a dedication album.
That's a dedication album?
Yeah, I don't even listen to that.
Okay.
That's not in my rotation at all. All
right, who your top five is, Jason?
See, Tupac. We already did my top five.
I know, we're doing it again.
We're doing it again.
Tupac. Juicy J. Wiz Khalifa. Project Pat, and I'll throw Nas at the same mention. I ain't mentioned the Garcia yet.
Okay. Now, my top five has changed because it's fluid, because I had to go back and I had to really listen to music and get my shit together on here. And this is how I put my top five. My top five, number one, is still the same. It's Scarface. Ain't nobody going to change my mind on that one. And prayers go out to Scarface, man. He is fighting the coronavirus right now, so.
Yeah, I saw that, man. That's...
Yeah. So, shout out.
He had pre-existing health issues, right?
He did have some pre-existing health issues. Hopefully he makes it through this, man. I need another Scarface album before he leaves this world here. Number
yeah,
two.
God bless that brother.
Number two, I got Lupe Fiasco. Number three, I have Eminem. Number four, if this guy puts out one more good album, he's going to overtake Eminem, in my opinion. I got Royce da 5'9". And number five, I got the God MC, Rakim.
Royce ain't better than him.
Royce is good because of him.
Royce is not good because of him.
I can't listen to a Royce album.
No, that's good. That's disrespectful.
Royce is not good because of him. Royce is good.
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying I can't listen to a Royce song if it ain't got him.
Scarface, Lupe, Eminem, Royce da 5'9", and the God MC. Rate. Rock him.
You like Malcolm X?
Do I like
that song? That's one of my favorite songs. My favorite diss track.
Yeah. But yeah,
you
man.
In on that shit.
Those are that's my top five. So, you know, it is what it is. Those are the guys who I think put out the most consistent work. And I can listen to all their albums without fucking trying to kill myself.
You need to do like a top 10 diss track fucking list or some shit like that.
We can get that on sometime. Probably next week if you want to get that on.
Damn, man. I got to do some research, man.
You got to do research on the top 10 diss tracks. But as far as the list are concerned, each of us had very different top fives.
Which we you had a very different list, period. This nigga didn't have Eminem at all in his top 20.
He didn't have Eminem. He had Project Pat. He had Gucci, man. Yo, Gucci ain't no joke, man. He do his thing, man. What, he got 100 projects out?
Yeah, he got a lot of music, bro. Yeah. A lot of music.
Now, if we was asking for who got the most music, he would win hands down. Because that like... I ain't never seen nobody work as much as he worked.
That shit is so easy for him, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I be listening to him rap, I be like, damn, why couldn't I think of that shit?
I think Pac will give him a run for his money. The shit Pac put out before he died.
You think Pac will give him a run? I don't know, man. Like, yo, Gucci don't stop.
I'm just saying, Pac put out they dropped six albums. Couple of double discs after he died of shit that he recorded. You know
yeah, but Gucci on a pace where Gucci be putting out a joint every 2 months.
I'm saying Chris Brown be putting out 45 track albums and shit.
Yeah, but Chris Brown take time to do them 45 tracks.
Yeah, but imagine how much shit he cut out.
Yeah, but that nigga Gucci boy, he be putting out a new project every 2 months.
And the shit's as hot.
I don't know about all that. I'm fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with you, man.
I'm not.
The disrespect, bro. The disrespect.
Nah, ain't no disrespect. I don't listen to him. I haven't listened to him, so I'm not going to judge the man.
Hey, man. It is what it is. Who else you had in your top five? You said... Jason. Yeah, Nas...
Jason,
Project Pata.
What's your favorite Nas album?
My favorite, It Was Written.
It Was Written? Okay.
Yeah, It Was Written. Oh, it's Philmatic. One of those two.
I love I Am. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I think Philmatic, he just he took his time. He was hungry. Niggas counted him out. And he came through with a banger.
I ain't gonna hold y'all niggas, man.
Okay.
I can't even hold y'all niggas, man. I don't even like that guy. I can't even give you a favorite album because I don't even like that guy, man. I cannot listen to this guy.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry, man. It is what it is. I just can't listen to that guy. It's almost like, nah, it ain't. I could probably go and listen to his shit before I go listen to a J. Cole album, though. J. Cole put me to sleep.
You know he put me to sleep.
That nigga put me to sleep, dog.
He got his. It sounds like he got his whole style from now.
He probably did.
Just not the beats.
That's not a bad person to emulate. You gotta emulate somebody, you know.
Yeah, just not the beats, because the beats is boring as
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like Lloyd Banks, man. Lloyd Banks got bars for days, but the beats is garbage.
They can't make a good song.
He can't.
He can give you a 5-16, though. You need a 16. He got you, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, you do.
You need him to put a hook together for that shit? Nah, he can't do that.
Nope.
But that's the problem that I be having with the 90s rappers, man. They don't put together the good hooks and shit. And then you be like, damn, bro. Like, if we grading the motherfucker's album, and we supposed to grade it off the entirety of the album,
Lloyd Banks y'all motherfuckers, ain't a 90s rapper.
Y'all motherfuckers be like, yo.
Just say it. Lloyd Banks ain't a 90s rapper.
Well, yeah, this is correct.
Yes.
That is true. But mm-hmm. still.
Them 90s rappers, they knew how to put shit together. And if you didn't, you wasn't on the radio.
Them hooks was not good. Like, a lot of them hooks was not good.
Like, what?
That's why they be sampling shit. Like,
the hook today ain't shit. They're saying the same two words.
That's the whole song. What you talk about?
I think the early and mid 2000s had the best hooks, like, because that's all them niggas was known for. They're making a good hook for the dance to, and then it's whatever on the verses. Like, we had a lot of dance songs coming out in the early 2000s. Where niggas was trying to make songs for you to dance to. So they had pretty decent hooks, but their verses, niggas won't spit in no bars.
Maybe that's down south in New York or wasn't like that.
New York ain't never had
Lead
hooks.
With it. Lead with it, rock with it.
I thought about lead with it, rock with it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, New York ain't never had hooks.
What are you talking about?
Y'all niggas ain't got no good hooks.
What are you talking about?
Name a good New York hook, man. Like, come on, bro. Niggas purposely don't put hooks on their songs. They just go to the next rapper just cause.
Word. Might be 40 bars. 40 bars.
You know what I'm saying? They know they can't put together a hook,
Jason,
so they go to the next.
Fuck you, because you're from New York. And fuck you, too.
You know it's the truth, dog. Like, I was... What's the joint? I was listening to Only Built for Cuban Links yesterday. I was listening to that shit, and they was...
Wu-Tang's on their own shit.
I know they on their own shit, but niggas was like, yo, fuck it. We don't need no hook. Go to the next rapper. It was... Fucking Raekwon went first, then
yo,
fucking you guy came
gonna
on.
Put for Only Built for Cuban Links. Like, huh? I said, what hook you gonna put for that song? Like, let's be real.
I'm talking about the whole album. Like, they had no hooks on the whole album. It was just, we gonna go to the next rapper, nigga. Like, just go to the next rapper.
Yeah, but see,
you talking about Raekwon's first album?
Yeah, his first album. It was just like, go to the next person. Like, we could just go to the next rapper, nigga.
Incarcerated Scarface, ain't that his song?
Yep.
Was there a hook on that joint, though?
Yes.
Okay. What was the hook on that one?
Shout out to Incarcerated Scarface.
Can it all be so simple?
I ain't like that song.
Ice Cream Man?
Can it all be so simple? I ain't like that song. Oh, yeah. Ice Cream Man. No. Ice Cream did have a good hook on it. Meth did the hook on that one. I remember that one. But most of the songs that they had on that album, they ain't do no hooks. They was just moving to the next rapper. Like, yo, Ghost, come on, do this song real quick.
Yo, stop shitting on Wu-Tang.
Yo, you guys, come do this.
You Wu-Tang fan, stop shitting on Wu. Shut the fuck up, man. Word up.
I ain't like him, dog.
You purposely singled out Wu. Stop shitting on Wu.
I ain't purposely singled him out. I was just saying. Like, it's the same. It was the same on, like, Ice Cube first album and shit. Like, he had no hooks on that shit. He was just moving to the next joint. Like, it was a little break
Triumph
in the action.
Triumph definitely don't got no hooks.
You can't have a hook on Triumph. There's nine niggas on the track. You can't handle hooks.
You know?
Shit. Bone Thugs had hooks.
Bone Thugs.
And this had four hooks. Of them, five of them motherfuckers.
And they would try to put everybody on the same song, too. Like, we would put everybody
on
the same song.
Well, they rap so goddamn fast.
Yeah,
so.
We would put everybody on the same song.
You know
your man fucked up, right?
Who?
Your man Crazy. He fucked up, man.
What are you talking about?
He fucked up. He chose the wrong battle, man. Somebody gassed him up, man.
I don't think nobody gassed him up, man. It's going to be a good battle,
man.
Somebody
got his ear, man. Yo, man.
I'm going to need you to stop with the bias, man. Stop with the bias, man.
Dude.
It's like when...
Have you listened to a Crazy Bone album?
No.
All right, then. Stop. Stop.
But this battle has been hype. It's been like it's going to be Bone Thugs versus 3-6. They going to play all the hits. Yeah, that's from what both
I thought
groups.
It was. I thought it was Bone Thugs versus 3-6.
It is. They're going to play both. Yeah, they're going to play hits from both groups. So I think it'll be a good battle.
That's what it is.
I think it'll be a good battle. I can't wait to see it whenever it's going to happen because, you know, they moved
definitely
it.
two iconic groups.
Yeah.
Without question. But somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose, man.
It's all to people's preference.
That's real.
Yeah. I think tonight they got Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott. In R&B
battle.
Yeah,
I did see that. I don't know not one Jill Scott song.
I don't know neither one of their songs.
You know what?
Nah.
The only song that I know from Erykah Badu, like off the top of my head.
What, you better call Tyrone?
I wasn't even going to say that one. I was going to say the one where she was walking down the street stripping.
I don't know.
That's not Bag Lady, is it?
Oh, that's Bag Lady? I don't know. I don't know the name of the song. The only thing I know is the video because she was walking down the street stripping.
Okay.
I don't know
Bag
what song.
Lady, that's that shit, bro.
Bag Lady is kind of nice. That song is kind of
That's that shit right there.
I never heard of it before.
But you never know what'll happen with these with those types of battles because they can also use songs that they wrote for other people. So she might. Jill Scott and Erykah Badu might pull out a track that they wrote for somebody else that we ain't even
Erykah
know.
Erykah Badu, because she could bring out a track from all the men she been with.
She can't bring out one of those tracks. She didn't actually have anything to do with writing. She didn't have anything to do with writing those tracks.
You never know. You know? She might have been the inspiration for all you know.
She what? She's got a baby by like four rappers, don't
I know. That's
that
why
shit
I said
really?
What I said, nigga.
Huh?
Yeah, she really? I only knew she had the baby by Andre.
She got one by Andre. She got one by J Electronica. And she got one by DOC.
DOC?
Yeah, back in the day, bro. Back in the day.
Dang.
Was she fucking Common back in the
and
day?
And Common, I think she was fucking Common too. Like, this bitch did touch some of the greatest rappers of all time.
Common. Wow. Bitchin' You is one of the greatest tracks ever.
Here you go with these diss tracks again, man. I might have to do some research so I can get my top 10 diss tracks together.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all I got a playlist with nothing but I love when niggas diss each other. I love that shit, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah. I wanna see what happens though. That's what I be wanting to see. I wanna see one round of rapping, two rounds of scrapping. That's what I wanna see.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But we gonna move on to the next segment of the show, man. We created a bracket of the greatest superhero movies of all time. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you know that we do these superhero, we do these brackets, and we pick the best movie of the two.
Jason, you are the tiebreaker.
You are going to be the tiebreaker, Jason.
Yeah, see, I'm not really a superhero guy, man. Only superhero I like is Spider-Man.
Don't be biased over here, okay? Don't be biased.
Okay. I'm biased, so it's all right.
So, as you guys know, if you've listened to the show before, the bracket does what the bracket does. It's random. This nigga tell me I could change it. I'm not changing it. It is what it is.
So you got some bullshit. I know he got some bullshit. There's always some bullshit. Let's do it.
So we are going to go. We pick 64 movies, just as always, and we're going to go 64? Through.
64, really?
Yeah. You had like 50-some. I added 10 more just to put them in there. All
right.
So we're going to go through this thing. First up, we got the original Spider-Man 3. So Spider-Man 3. That's the one with Tobey Maguire in it. Spider-Man 3. This is the one where he was doing the stupid-ass dance as Venom.
Versus
Shazam.
Did you see Shazam?
I did not.
Nah, I don't like that. That shit is whack as fuck. That nigga Shaq can't act, nigga.
Not this Shaq movie. Not Kazam, bro. Kazam. Shazam.
I think you just got Shaq in the back.
No, bro.
superhero. So this nigga's taking an L right now, bro.
So who you got, man?
I'm picking Shazam just because I know it's getting voted off. Neither one of y'all watched it. I got to give it some honorable mention.
So you got Spider-Man 3, Jason?
Hell yeah.
Like I said, I know it's getting voted off because none of y'all seen the movie, but it was a good movie.
Spider-Man 3 is moving on.
I could have sworn you said Shazam, bro. I was like, yo.
Nah, Shazam. Like, it's a DC movie.
Oh, okay.
Kazam, right. That's some genie shit.
Up next, we got Ant-Man versus the original Power Rangers movie.
I'm going Power Rangers.
What you going, Jason?
Not he the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'll wait.
I mean, I already heard your answer, but...
You said the original... I didn't hear his answer.
I did.
You said the original Power Rangers?
I said the original Power Rangers.
I got Ant-Man. What did he say?
He said Power Rangers.
Okay, so Power Rangers is moving on. The OG Power Rangers. That's when they went
the
to go...
The original Red Power Ranger lives in my neighborhood somewhere. Not close to me, but he lives in Northport somewhere.
That's what's up.
So the original Power Rangers movie, that was the movie with Avin Ooze in the joint.
Yes.
Where they went to go get the Ninja Ranger powers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was way better than Ant-Man. Ant-Man was trash.
Both
of them shits was trash. I don't even watch them shits.
You don't even watch them shits.
In my rotation.
They ain't even in your rotation. Up next, we got Elektra versus Thor Ragnarok.
Thor. I did like Electric, though.
It don't even matter what you say, Jason, because...
yeah, I was going to go Thor, because I never heard of Electric.
No. With Jennifer Garner?
Nah.
All right.
Up next, we got Daredevil versus the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Come on, man. You know Daredevil can't hold up to Avengers. That ain't even right. You shouldn't even put them two up against each other.
It's like five Avengers, right?
The bracket does.
For
what
real.
The bracket does.
You gotta give them a shot. Give them a shot.
Gave them a shot. They was on the list. They got a shot. Like, what the fuck you want me to do?
He had no shot. Daredevil against the Avengers? Come on, nigga. Ain't no shot.
I ain't do it, man. The bracket does what the bracket does. Up next, we have Spider-Man Far From Home versus Iron Man 3.
Oh, shit.
I'm going Spider-Man.
I'm going to go Iron Man 3.
It's on you, Jason.
What you got, Jason?
Yeah, I gotta go Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
that's a good
Jason.
One, though.
It is good. Yeah, that was a good matchup.
Spider-Man Far From Home takes that. Up next, we have the first X-Men movie versus Doctor Strange.
X-Men.
I'm going to go Doctor Strange on this one.
Really?
Yeah. What you got, Jason?
Yeah, I'll go X-Men.
First X-Men movie. X-Men is moving on. I thought Doctor Strange was pretty good.
Okay.
Hey, man. That's just me.
It is just you, because you got voted out.
Hey. I don't get mad when I get voted out, okay? Soon as I say the matchups, oh, that's bullshit. up next, we have Suicide Squad versus Logan.
See, I wasn't sure you was going to put Suicide Squad in it because I don't know if it's
I had no
super-
choice.
Okay.
But it was a superhero. I consider it a superhero movie. They saved the world.
I'm going to go Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad versus Logan. I'm sorry, Jason, you don't even matter at this point. I'm going Suicide Squad as well. Did you like Logan?
It was good. I wouldn't go out my way to watch it.
It was long. It was a long intro.
I mean, for it to be rated R, I thought it would be more.
Yeah.
So.
Up next.
Give me Will Smith shooting niggas.
Up next, we got Batman Forever versus Watchmen.
I ain't put Batman Forever.
I know you ain't put Batman Forever. I just had to put a movie on that shit. So Batman Forever versus Watchmen.
That's the second one, right?
That's the
third one. That's the one right before Batman and Robin.
That's what Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great movie. I remember that one.
I'm going Batman. Fuck it. I can't vote against Batman. You know me and Batman.
Well, both of y'all have already said Batman, so
that's the one Jim Carrey's playing the Riddler, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, it wasn't bad. I'm not saying it wasn't bad. I don't like all them fucking neon colors and shit. That ain't Batman to me.
So Batman Forever moves on. Up next, we have the original Thor movie, so the first one, versus Captain Marvel.
I'm going Captain Marvel.
I got Captain Marvel as well.
Because for the first half of Thor, he was on Earth with no powers. I don't want to see that bullshit. You want to see that bullshit? For real.
So Captain Marvel is moving on. Up next, we've got the amazing Spider-Man 2.
The one with Jamie Foxx.
The one with Jamie Foxx as the bad guy versus X-Men First Class.
Ooh. I'm going to let you go first on this one. What you got?
I'm going to go X-Men First Class on this one.
I'm going to go X-Men too. I didn't.
You didn't expect me to say X-Men First Class?
I did. I like
that's X-Men. That's the newest one, right?
No.
The one that came out like a year ago?
No. X-Men First Class, that was the first one with the new group of X-Men.
Yeah.
I mean, the Spider-Man.
No.
Which one is the one where the nigga was Puerto Rican or whatever? He was Nick.
That was Far From Home.
That's the Spider-Man joint? Oh, yeah, you're right. That shit was a cartoon. I'm bugging.
Oh, you talking about the cartoon joint. That's the Spider-Universe joint.
We did not add any anime on here because it was it'd be just too much. Marvel, to me, just shits on DC when it comes to cartoon movies.
Up next, we've got the Justice League versus
whatever the Justice League is against.
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yup, there you go. Captain America Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is moving.
I threw Justice League on there just because that movie was garbage.
You threw that movie on there just to get put out?
Yeah. I knew it wasn't making past the first round.
So if that movie would have went against Daredevil, we would have been all right.
Daredevil, man. Let's do it.
Up next, we have the original Avengers, the first Avengers movie, versus the Green Lantern.
Avengers.
I'm going Avengers as well.
That's not fair to Green Lantern.
You put it on here, nigga.
You did the matchups, nigga. What you talking about?
What the fuck movie would Green Lantern have beaten? I don't know.
Justice League, nigga. What you talking about?
It is what it is. Up next, we've got Spider-Man 2. Again, this one with Tobey Maguire. Versus Batman v Superman.
Oh, that's the easy one.
What you got?
Oh, what do you got?
I thought that Batman Superman shit was kind of whack.
Oh, he's going Spider-Man. I was going to go Batman v Superman.
I was too.
Well, looks like you lost, buddy. Sorry.
I was kind of disappointed in that one.
I mean, it was disappointing, but I thought it was better than the Spider-Man 2 joint to me. I know you like Spider-Man, bro. I'm sorry to crush your dreams like that.
Yeah, it's like, there was another horror, shit. Freddy vs. Jason. I thought that was going to be such a good movie.
Everybody did. Everybody went to go see it, and niggas was disappointed at it. So.
Up next. Up next, we have Underdog.
What?
Underdog. The superhero dog.
Okay, whatever Underdog is facing, that wins. What are you talking about?
I just had to throw some. It's versus Thor, the Dark World. So.
Dude, you could have texted me and said, yo, I got Underdog in here. Give me another name. I would have gave you something else.
Ain't nothing else you could have gave me.
I could have gave you something else.
It was either that or another Ant-Man movie. So
I would have gave you another Ant-Man movie.
It ain't even matter, man. Thor, Dark World is moving on. It didn't even matter. It didn't even matter.
He said Underdog. Like, what? The only Underdog I know is when Shaq says Underdog, put that on the t-shirt.
You don't remember the cartoon, though? You remember the cartoon Underdog, though?
No.
Oh, man.
Underdog, put that on the t-shirt. He says that shit a lot, too.
Yeah, he do.
A lot.
Up next, we have the 2017 Power Rangers movie.
I ain't put that on.
I know you ain't put that on there. I just had to put another movie on here. Versus the Joker.
Give me Power Rangers.
It's going to be up to you, man. I'm taking Joker. What you got, man? You got Power Rangers, the 2017 joint, where they was battling over a Krispy Kreme, or the Joker movie.
I'm
going
to go with the Joker, man.
The Joker is moving on.
I personally didn't think the Joker was a good movie.
That's the one that just came out, right?
Yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix. I think he did a good job, but as far as the movie goes, that shit was slow and boring as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
It was very long, too.
Up next.
So they kind of dragged that shit out.
Word.
Up next, we got the first Iron Man movie versus the OG Christopher Reeves Superman.
Can be Superman.
Superman. Sorry, you don't get a vote there, Jason.
Rolled up on you like Christopher Reeves.
That's messed up.
When you come at the at the end of the movie and be like, I'm Superman, I'm Iron Man, like, come on. Come on. Plus you had Terrence Howard and he fucked the whole movie up, so.
Up next, we have the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, versus Aquaman.
I'm going Aquaman.
I'm going Guardians. What you got, Jason?
Aquaman.
Aquaman is moving on.
I liked Aquaman.
It was a good movie.
I didn't really like either one of the Guardians, to be honest.
Up next, we have Spider-Man Homecoming versus Batman Begins.
Batman.
Jason, I'm going to just let you go ahead and say what you got to say, man, because I know you want to get this out. Batman Begins versus Spider-Man Homecoming.
Now, Batman Begins. Hold on. Batman Begins. This is the one with Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito. Penguin and the Catwoman.
Oh shit!
Yeah, See, he forgot. No, Batman.
Yeah, that is.
No, that's not the one.
No. Danny DeVito was the. Jason,
I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's Batman Begins.
That's Batman Returns.
Yeah, Batman Begins is the first movie that Christian Bale played Batman.
That's my bad, Jason.
Oh, okay. The one you're talking about, it had she was Catwoman, right?
Yeah, that's Batman Returns, which is on the list.
That's Batman Returns. Batman Begins is the one with Christian Bale and Liam Neeson played Ra's al Ghul.
That is a good one, though, Batman Returns.
I'm still picking Batman. I don't give a fuck.
It's on you, Jason.
Spider-Man.
He said Spider-Man.
I disagree.
Peter Parker, man.
I completely disagree.
I'm going to be honest with you.
When you have the original Batman as the bad guy, but you know.
I gotta go with Spider-Man Homecoming. I thought Spider-Man Homecoming
was swinging the web like Peter Parker, man.
I enjoy that Spider-Man Homecoming movie really thoroughly. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and move with that one.
I'm not this
Spider-Man bad. Homecoming is moving along.
It is what it is. I got Mad Batman's on here.
You do got Mad Batman's on here.
I mean, there's more Spider-Man movies, but.
All right. Up next, we have OG Superman 2 versus X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Ooh, I'm going OG Superman.
Yeah, I'm going OG Superman as well. That Wolverine movie fucked me up when they did Deadpool like that, man.
I like Wolverine, too.
I did, too, but that OG Superman.
Up next, we have the Fantastic Four. Which one was this? I don't know which one you was.
The original one.
The original one?
With, you know, that pretty bitch, Jessica Alba.
Okay. Versus X-Men Days of Future Past.
X-Men.
Sorry. So X-Men is moving on. Up next, we have Wonder Woman versus the Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Wonder Woman.
And I'm going Wonder Woman as well.
Yo, the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise is trash.
Y'all got Catwoman on there with my baby on there?
Who's your baby, bro? I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You know who Catwoman is.
Oh, Halle Berry?
Oh.
No, that movie was garbage.
Nah, man, we ain't put that movie on
here. I ain't put
here.
That on
Sorry.
There.
Nah.
Yeah, you got to see her in a cat suit for 90 minutes.
Okay, I'd rather watch her getting fucked by Billy Bob. I don't want to see her in a Catwoman
Whoa.
suit.
Whoa! What Billy Bob Thornton
said? Yeah, man. I don't give a fuck about her in a cat suit.
Up next, we have the original Batman with Michael Keaton versus Captain America: Civil War.
Come on, man, that ain't fair. Batman.
Yeah, really? You're wilding. Stop. You're wilding. No. Captain America Civil War, bro. Who you got?
I'm not voting off Batman like that. Get the fuck out of here.
Who you got, Jason?
Cause nah, I got the OG Batman.
Oh, thank y'all, you. Wilding.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, y'all is wilding. You know what?
Nah, you're wilding.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
You voting on Jack Nicholson at all? Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. Y'all know that War movie was better.
You're tripping.
Stop playing,
you're tripping,
dog.
Man.
Y'all wild.
I'll watch the original Batman before I watch that shit.
I'll give y'all that one. You got it. Whatever, man. Ain't no way. Nah, stop playing, man. Y'all know that
I will watch the original Batman before I watch Civil War. I promise you that.
All right, man. We got X-Men X2. So the second X-Men versus Man of Steel.
I'm going Man of Steel.
I got Man of Steel as well, man. I can't believe you motherfuckers. That Batman shit.
Didn't you just say 5 minutes ago you don't complain over shit, you just move on?
I'm moving on.
Just move the fuck on, nigga.
I had to give you that one, dude. Like, what the fuck?
You nah. Act like Michael Keaton wasn't the best Batman.
Yeah, I give him
probably
that. I give him that, man. I ain't gonna even hold him on that one. He was, bro. Up next, we have Batman Returns versus Incredible Hulk.
Batman Returns, easy.
And I'm gonna go Batman Returns as well.
I threw a Hulk movie on there just because them shits was garbage. Especially the first one when he was like 20 feet tall.
Up next, we have The Dark Phoenix versus...
Did you even watch The Dark Phoenix?
Nah.
This nigga.
Versus Deadpool 2.
I I'm going Dark Phoenix, man.
What you got, Jason?
Dark Phoenix against what?
Deadpool 2.
Dark Phoenix.
All right, Dark Phoenix is moving on.
How many times have I told you to watch Dark Phoenix?
I know you done told me a couple of times, man. I can get to it.
Nigga, you ain't got nothing but time?
I'll get to it, man.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
I've been telling you for months.
Look, I got shit to do, okay? I'll get to it. Up next, man, we have the Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer versus The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Dark Knight as well.
I don't know what you thought about.
I wasn't thinking. I thought Jason was going to chime in, but he didn't.
He's the...
I know he's the tiebreaker, but I just thought he might have chimed in. He was sitting over there.
If he would have picked Silver Surfer, there's a prop. All
right. You got to question his motives. Up next, we have the OG Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire versus X-Men Last Stand.
Spider-Man.
I'm going to go Spider-Man as well.
That storyline for X-Men was garbage.
The Last Stand was.
Hell yeah.
Up next, we have Hancock with Will Smith.
Obviously, you threw that on the list. I know I put that shit on there.
Versus The Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man. Come on, man.
I just threw it on the list, bro. Can I throw a name on the list?
Hancock, really?
Technically, it was a superhero movie.
Then I should have threw Green Hornet on there, if that's the case.
Who said we didn't? Nah, we ain't throw that on there.
Black Panther.
It's coming.
Relax yourself, man.
It's still the first round. We got a lot to go.
Oh.
Up next, we have Iron Man 2 versus Infinity War.
Infinity War. Come on, man.
They both was two good movies, though. I'm just saying. I got Infinity War as well. Why you look at me like that?
See, my debate is, was Infinity War better than Endgame?
I don't know, man. Maybe we'll get there. Up next, we have X-Men Apocalypse versus Endgame.
That's not fair. That's not fair, because I love both their movies. That's fuck, man. Endgame, but god damn, I didn't want to Apocalypse out in the first round.
The bracket does what the bracket
That's
does.
Bullshit. I told you could change that shit to make more favorable matchups so the garbage don't move on.
The bracket does what the bracket does.
Come on, man.
Endgame is moving on. X-Men Apocalypse out in the first round.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Deadpool versus The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight? Easy.
What you got, Jason?
What?
I'm going to go Deadpool.
Fuck both of y'all. Fuck both of y'all.
Whoa. I just asked what he had. I ain't say I had Deadpool.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said, what you got, Jason?
So you shouldn't even ask him.
I shouldn't even ask him?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
He's the coin flip.
Okay, my bad then. No, I just wanted to know his opinion.
He's the coin flip.
No, I just wanted to know his opinion on this. I ain't say Deadpool is better than Dark Knight. Relax, bro.
He damn sure did.
He did.
We gotta have some upsets in the bracket.
That is not an upset.
I'm sorry, bro. That's not going to be an upset, bro. I just wanted to know your opinion.
No. This bracket is straight chalk right now, man.
It's supposed to be. It's the first round. The first round is always chalk. It's the second round that pissed niggas off. You trying to piss me off in the first round.
15s over 2s.
Yeah, but I can't let you do that, man. I'm sorry, bro. Deadpool was not going to move on that one.
You was really about to have me, like... Seriously?
And last but not least, the final matchup of the first round, Captain America, the First Avenger. So that's the first Captain America movie versus Black Panther.
What you got?
I got Black Panther.
I'm going Captain America.
What you got, Jason?
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
That's fair. I couldn't vote off Captain America just like that. I couldn't do it.
All right, man.
That movie was too good to me.
So the first round, we had some knockouts there. We're going to move on to the second round. We have Man of Steel versus Thor Ragnarok.
Man of Steel.
I'm going Man of Steel as well. Thor Ragnarok was a little too silly. Up next, we have the Suicide Squad versus Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Going Black Panther as well.
Oh, excuse me.
Up next, we got the OG Power Rangers versus the OG Superman 1.
Oh. Sorry, Power Rangers. OG Superman 1.
Yeah, I'm going OG Superman as well.
I didn't want to vote them off like that, but I couldn't.
You ain't want Tommy and Kimberly to be out in the cold like that.
They'll get back together in some other show.
They'll get back together. Up next, we have Captain Marvel versus X-Men Days of Future Past.
X-Men.
I'm going Captain Marvel.
What you got, Jason?
Well, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel is moving on. You all right with me, Jason?
Appreciate it, man.
Up next.
He was my friend first, nigga.
Up next, we got Spider-Man Homecoming versus the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Avengers.
I'm going Avengers as well. I'm sorry, Jason. Your boy Spidey ain't moving on this time.
It's all good. He's gonna win this shit, though.
No, he's not. Ain't no Spider-Man movie in my top 10 shit.
Up next, we have Batman Forever versus The Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Batman. Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones, get the fuck out of here.
We just said that's not Batman Forever. That's Batman Returns.
Yeah.
You keep getting the joint mixed
up. No, that is Batman Forever. What did you say?
I said Batman Forever. I thought Batman Returns was the one with...
No, Batman Returns is the one with Catwoman and Penguin.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See? You get your Batmans mixed up.
They got so many motherfucking movies, man. Sorry, bro. Batman Forever's moving on, bro. He's just kicking all your fucking...
I told you Spider-Man ain't worth shit. Spider-Man is a good movie. All of them. They were all good.
You're kicking all your Spider-Mans out, man. I think you need to have a talk with this guy after the podcast is over. You just, you know, holler at him real quick about...
Spider-Man ain't better than Batman. Yeah. It is what it is.
Up next, we got the Joker versus the Dark Phoenix. And before either one of y'all motherfuckers go, I'm picking the Dark Phoenix even though I ain't seen the shit.
Dark Phoenix. I really didn't like the Joker movie. I watched it one time. I think Joaquin Phoenix did a great job. He deserved Best Actor Oscar wise. But as far as the movie goes, the movie wasn't worth shit.
You watched that in the theaters, right?
No, I watched it on the Fire Stick. I don't go to the movie theater.
Oh, sure.
Up next, we have Spider-Man 3 versus OG Superman 2?
I'm going Superman.
I'm going to go Spider-Man this time.
What you got, Jason?
Spider-Man, man.
Okay.
The dog Peter Parker, man.
You rolling with that joint. You just keep rolling.
You know you was playing them Spider-Man video games when them shits was dropping, man.
I actually never played a Spider-Man video. I never played any super whatever video game.
You ain't played the Batman joints?
Not till like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That Batman joint was hard too.
Yeah, them Batman joints was fire. Up next, we got Aquaman versus The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight. Sorry, Aquaman. I love Aquaman. You ain't getting over Batman. Get the fuck out of here.
Tom Hardy did a great job in that Dark Knight Rises, man. I gotta give him his props. He played Bane. So I'm gonna go ahead with The Dark Knight Rises as well. Aquaman's a pussy.
No, he's not. You won't say that to that nigga face. Word up. That's Khal Drogo right there.
That's Khal Drogo right there. Up next, we have Wonder Woman versus the first X-Men.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm going Wonder Woman as well. She holding it down for the ladies out there.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, man, she holding it down.
She don't even deserve to be Wonder Woman. She ain't got no titties. Get the fuck out of here.
God damn, bro.
It's the truth.
you gotta do to her like that because she ain't got big titties.
Yeah, Wonder Woman got titties. Big titties. She ain't got none. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, she got a nice little C cup or something, right?
A cup? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, her titties ain't that small.
I got
small.
Bigger titties than she got. Get the fuck out
God
of here.
God damn, bro. You gotta do that girl like that.
Yeah, but do her like that.
Oh, man. Up next, man, we got the first Spider-Man versus X-Men First Class.
First Class.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I gotta go First Class too, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm trying to get some of your Spider-Man movies here, but they ain't making it easy for me.
That's all, bro. We know who the real is.
Yeah, the real is Batman. Best superhero ever.
Up next, we have Infinity War versus Thor, The Dark World.
Infinity War, man. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, man, I gotta go Infinity War.
See, the issue I'm going to have is get my Batman movies over this Marvel universe. Word.
Up next, we have Spider-Man Far From Home versus Avengers Endgame. They ain't making it easy for
Endgame's it. Come on. But Spider-Man's in it. At the very end, anyway.
So. Jason, man, I ain't doing this, man. The bracket is doing what the bracket is doing.
See,
bro.
See, he can change the shit, but he don't change the shit. That's what I be talking about.
I ain't mad.
Up next, we have Batman Returns versus Captain America Winter Soldier.
I'm going Batman Returns.
Oh, my God. I'm going Winter Soldier. What you got, bro? What do you have?
What was the second one?
Batman Returns versus Captain America Winter Soldier.
Batman Returns is with Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Press. Stop the nonsense.
Yeah.
Y'all bring it back to the HBO days, man.
Y'all wildin'.
No, you obviously haven't watched the movie in a long time. I got it on DVD. I'll lend it to you.
I have the movie, bro. I have it.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro. Come on, man. Winter Soldier was good, man. That Winter Soldier.
Come on, man. his best friend from like 60 years ago is still alive and he looks the same age. That nigga wasn't in no ice. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Come on.
Up next, we have the original Avengers movie versus the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, man.
Yes. What with the Joker? Come on. Come on. It's hard to vote that one off. I don't know if I can vote that one off.
We could have voted that Batman Returns off, but you know, neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there.
It's Batman, nigga.
That's neither here nor there. And finally, the final matchup of the second round, we have the original Batman with Michael Keaton versus Batman v Superman.
The original Batman.
Yeah, man. I got it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
For real.
Yeah. All right, man. So we are into the third round. We got some matchups coming up here. The bracket does what the bracket does. First up, we have the original Batman with Michael Keaton, who just moved on, versus Man of Steel.
Batman.
All right, man. I'm going to stop asking you questions, bro. Like, we got to stop asking this, bro. This is bad bias. Both of y'all niggas is biased. This
nigga, how's the bias? You put him through too, so get the fuck out of here.
This nigga choosing all Batman and Jason over here choosing all Spider-Man. Y'all niggas is getting over goddamn nervous.
But you just put Batman through too, so shut the fuck up.
All right, man. Up next, we have X-Men First Class versus Avengers Age of Ultron.
Avengers.
I'm going to go Avengers as well. You know, if it was a Spider-Man movie, Jason was going to say that. He was going to be like, hold up, bro. How y'all going to move my shit off like that?
Yeah, man. Fuck the Spider-Man.
Up next, we got the OG Superman versus the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, I'm going to move the Dark Knight on as well.
Hey, Christopher Reeves, dead cripple ass. He made it this far.
God damn.
Sorry, dude.
Disrespect.
It's not disrespect. I love his movies.
Up next, we have Batman Returns versus Spider-Man 3.
Come on, Batman Returns.
Mm. So Jason's choosing Spider-Man, right? So that's what's going on here.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, where he turned into Venom or whatever, turned black, whatever the fuck happened.
Yep.
That's my favorite one.
I'm going Spider-Man as well, man. I'm going to go Spider-Man on this one.
Okay.
I like Smart that man.
You know they got Carnage coming out next year.
Yeah. Up next.
Really?
Yeah.
Up next, we have Batman Forever versus Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
He said that reluctantly.
Yes, like, I did.
Like, he didn't want to be Infinity War.
Nah, I know Infinity War is way better than Batman Forever. All them goddamn neon colors.
Up next, we have Black Panther versus Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight.
Yeah, I gotta go Dark Knight Rises as well. I'm going Dark Knight Rises as well.
That storyline was so much better.
Jason, were you gonna go Black Panther on that one?
That's a toss-up. Dark Knight was probably better.
All right.
Yeah, that's just a bad matchup for Black Panther.
Yeah, it was.
The bracket does what the bracket does, okay?
Antoine did it.
Up next, we have a battle of the ladies. We have Captain Marvel versus Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wonder Woman as well. Captain Marvel was good.
It was good. It really was.
But the origin, both of them was just origin stories, but I think the Wonder Woman one was a little bit better. And last but certainly not least, we have the Dark Phoenix versus Avengers Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah, we're going to have to go Endgame on this one.
Yeah, because you didn't even see Dark Phoenix.
But is Dark Phoenix better than Endgame?
It doesn't matter. You didn't see Dark Phoenix.
I'm not asking you whether I see it. The question was, is it better than you?
No, but exactly. you didn't even see it to know exactly. That it's better.
Hey, I moved it along into the third round.
Yes, you did.
Without even seeing it.
Yeah, but look what it was going against.
It was going against Joker. I mean, it was a simple matchup, I guess.
Yeah. Joker's not a good movie.
All right. So, we are down to...
The Final Four?
The Elite Eight.
Elite? God damn, man. Still... All right, let's go.
We are down to the Elite Eight. We have Spider-Man 3, where he turned into Venom, versus Avengers Endgame.
Avengers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Avengers as well. Spider-Man, you had a good run, bro. You made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, man, that's a hell of a run.
Yeah, it is.
Well, right. He made it to the Elite Eight. He made it happen. Up next, we have Wonder. What?
Spider-Man is in Endgame.
Yep, he is in Endgame.
So,
up next, we have Wonder Woman versus the Dark Knight. He choking over here.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh. You good?
Yeah, Dark Knight. You shouldn't even ask me that.
Shouldn't even ask this nigga that shit. Yeah, we're moving the Dark Knight on. Should have fucked up your plans. No, I'm just...
No, you wouldn't.
Nah, I ain't going to even do you like
you
that.
You wouldn't have
either. I ain't going to even do you like that. Now, up next, we got Batman versus Batman. We have the original Batman with Michael Keaton versus the Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Dark Knight Rises as well.
Sorry, Jack.
Tom Hardy just did such a great job.
You know Batman's winning this shit, right?
I don't know about all that.
I know you don't.
Up next, we have the Avengers Age of Ultron versus the Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Infinity
War. Age of Ultron was probably their worst Avengers movie. At least to me, anyway.
You made it pretty far, yeah.
Yeah, because it's Avengers.
All right. So we're down to the final four.
And two of them are Batman.
We have Avengers Endgame versus the Dark Knight.
Endgame over the Dark Knight. I'm going Dark Knight.
I'm going Endgame. Which one do you have, Jason?
Dark Knight.
God damn you.
As far as storyline goes, it really is better. It really is better.
Up next, we have Avengers Infinity War versus The Dark Knight Rises.
What you got, Jason? You know we split on this.
I got Infinity War.
And you know I got Dark Knight Rises.
What you got, Jason?
Yeah, I gotta say Dark Knight.
Are you... Seriously?
Nigga, didn't I tell you Batman was winning this?
Y'all motherfuckers, man. So the Dark Knight versus the Dark Knight Rises.
I got the Dark Knight.
Of course we got the one with Joker in it. What the hell, man? So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
What you got, Jason, out of those two?
Bracket does what the bracket does.
The bracket does. Hey, don't be using my shit against me. Nah, the bracket does what the bracket does. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest superhero movie of all time is The Dark Knight with Christian Bale and Heath Ledger.
Yo,
the Dark Knight.
Like, let's be real. It's really hard to go against that. As far as the best superhero movie ever. Like, come on. Come on. The storytelling in that.
Bro, it was good, man. It was decent, you know what I'm saying? It was good, man. Like, come on, bro. It was good. I ain't gonna say it wasn't good.
It was great.
I ain't gonna say it wasn't good, man. God.
You're saying good. It was great.
I understand, man. That's your boy, man. That's your guy. You know, and the bracket does what the bracket does. It is the greatest superhero movie of all time. Batman, The Dark Knight. With the Joker in it.
Yes.
It's the greatest superhero movie of all time.
Yes.
The bracket has spoken.
It sure enough did.
I ain't gonna even be salty over it.
You are salty. You should see your face. You're salty.
Just let
You're really salty. He's like, both Avenger movies lost to Batman. Get the fuck out of here. Look at your face.
Yeah, that is some bullshit, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's really not.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Endgame, come on. The storyline in Endgame was trash.
I don't think it was trash. They had some plot holes in
Niggas
it.
Niggas had to Infinity go back War? In time to get the Infinity Stones. Come on.
Well, that's from the comic book, man. It's written that way in the comics. Like,
okay, well, Stan Lee wrote that shit wrong.
He wrote that shit wrong. Hey, man, it is what it is. But I can't be mad at The Dark Knight winning. That's a good-ass movie.
Damn sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good-ass movie, you know. I didn't watch that movie. How many times you watch that movie, bro?
More than too much.
More than too much?
Yeah.
I think I done watched that movie like 50 times now.
You know, I got all three of them on Blu-ray. So I got the, you know, the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, I got that too. I got it too. So I haven't watched that movie a lot. But again, that's the bracket there. The Dark Knight wins best superhero movie of all time. We did our top 20 rappers. Jason came up with the idea that we should do a top 10 diss tracks. So we'll probably get that for you guys next week.
Yeah, my top 10 is going to consist of Jadakiss and Styles P and Tupac. I don't know nothing else. So.
I don't know nothing else. Jadakiss. Jadakiss dissing this guy and Jadakiss dissing that guy.
I don't.
What you want? Problem Child?
Oh, I got that's on there. That's top three, baby. I don't know.
I ain't gonna even lie, man. I don't even be listening to diss tracks like that, so I gotta do some mad research this week.
Those are the best, man. Those are the best.
See me?
Check out King of the Hill while you're doing your research.
Who that?
King of the Hill by West Side Connections when they ganged up on Cypress Hill.
I heard that. I did hear that. That's on their album.
Yeah, that's on the West Side Connection.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that Cube was going hard.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you don't want that smoke with Cube, man. That's what he does.
That No Vaseline gonna be up there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No question.
All right.
Hit him up.
I just got breaking news for you guys real quick. The Cowboys have signed Andy Dalton to a $7 million contract, 1 year, $7 million. He's got $3 million guaranteed. So Andy Dalton is going to the Cowboys to back up Dak Prescott.
He might be that starter.
He might take the starting job from him, but I don't know yet. So
they don't want to get that man his money.
If they
get that man his money, yo, man.
If they cut Dak, expect to see him in a Patriots jersey tomorrow.
He's on a. It depends. If he didn't sign the franchise tenure yet,
he didn't.
Then they could release him for nothing.
Okay, like
no,
I
he
said,
ain't signing.
Expect
he ain't signing that shit.
Expect to see him in a Patriots jersey tomorrow if they cut him.
Yeah. Wonder why the Patriots didn't jump on Andy. What does the Patriots have up their sleeve? Because they haven't moved on a quarterback at all.
Yeah, well, niggas know what Andy Dalton is. He ain't that great.
I understand that, but it just, it's kind of weird to me that the Patriots haven't moved on a quarterback at
Personally,
all.
Personally, I thought all along, I thought they would have took Cam. And Cam is still out there.
They didn't draft a quarterback either.
Like I said, yeah. I think they would have, they're going to take Cam.
It just seems
I think you want to get a shot to Stidham, bro. That's what I'm thinking.
He does. He does. Because he's seen something all year long that nobody else seen in Stidham.
Yeah.
But the problem is, he ain't got Stidham no goddamn weapons. Same thing with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Then the last year, they drafted the worst receiver out of all of them. Just think about all the good receivers that was in the league last year. He got N'Keal Harry.
Bro, stop that shit, man. You're wilding, dog. Stop that shit, man. That dude is that bad. He was injured last year.
His rookie campaign was less than stellar.
His rookie campaign was less than stellar because he ain't play half the year.
He had dudes like A.J. Brown.
You're talking about a guy who only played four games last year. Don't count.
Personally,
he's gonna get his opportunities this year. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I don't even care because not this year, but next year, my Dolphins taking the AFC East easy.
Just this coming season?
Not this year. Next year.
Ain't next year your Super Bowl prediction 2022? Ain't that shit?
Nigga, I said not this year, next year.
Yeah, so next year y'all supposed to be going to the Super Bowl, right?
We 2022?
Okay, all right, cool. We'll be looking out for you guys, man.
Did you not see the monsters we drafted up front?
I got the monsters that you drafted up front, but
we already got a top flight of the world, Craig, receivers.
Top flight of the world, Craig, receivers?
Yes.
I mean, your receiver core is decent.
Ooh. What you mean?
Who? He said top flight. I mean, his receiver core is decent, but he said top flight. He up here talking about Preston Williams and who else? Who else on his squad?
What you mean who else?
I don't know who else on the squad.
Your
who
boy
else?
From Louisville. What you mean who else?
Oh, yeah. Devontae Parker still there? That guy's top flight.
Who? Devontae Parker? Oh, man.
Devontae Parker, Preston Williams. Who else you got on this squad?
We drafted somebody.
Okay. You drafted somebody.
We got Matt Breida.
Matt Breida?
Yeah, we do. And Matt Jordan Breida. Howard. So they're going to be splitting time so they don't get hurt.
Well, everything's still close to the Bay Area, man. So, you know what I mean? Y'all niggas want to go. Anybody want to go anywhere in the NFC, they got to come see us, man.
Yo, first off, your 49ers didn't even want Matt Breida. You know that.
Nah, man, we damn sure didn't. They put their faith in what's his name, bro? Jared McKinnon. I don't know about that, man.
Yo, before Jared McKinnon got injured, he was on his way to being one of the best running backs in the league. You can't say he wasn't.
They ain't played in 2 years.
Because he got injured. And then his shit got infected. He had that Alex Smith shit. they need to stop. Whoever the fucking doctors is that be fucking around with them dudes, man, they need to stop. Them niggas is gonna they causing motherfuckers to lose time off their careers. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck your shit get infected after you have a surgery?
If I'm a sports player, if you're not affiliated with Dr. Andrews, I don't want you.
I can roll with that.
Word up.
That's good advice right there.
Word up.
Like if
I know he only does like knees and elbows, but if you can't fix if he's your boy and you can't fix a broken bone, I don't want you.
But Jerry McKinnon, Jerry McKinnon.
Something I want to.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I saw the I checked out the Al Harrington up in smoke or all in smoke, whatever that shit is called. That shit was It was interesting, to say the least, man.
It was.
I still ain't checked that out yet. I'm going to do that tonight.
Yo, they got so many people on there.
Everybody need a friend like Steven Jackson, man. I'm going to just say that, bro. Everybody needs a friend like him, man.
That boy go hard. Like,
yo.
Yeah, because you heard the story about what happened to him, right? He said he was leaving the club, driving off, and he seen dudes chasing Jamal.
And he started popping off.
Burner started letting go. So, yo, this dude, man, that's everybody need a friend like him. Fuck.
Yeah, I got to go back. I got to listen to, because they got a bunch of people on it. They got Chris Paul. I listened to
I saw that one.
You listened to the one with Paul Pierce?
Yes, I didn't finish it, but I listened to it. It was good.
I listened to that.
You see Draymond?
No, I didn't listen to that one. I'm like 8 or 9 behind on it on some serious.
I'm way behind.
Draymond shit was good. That's a talking ass nigga, bro. He said some real ass shit about KD, man.
I bet he did.
I'm going to let you watch it.
I'm going to check that shit out.
Yeah, he said some real ass shit about KD. He basically broke that shit down, man.
Yeah. But on next week's episode, we'll get you guys the top 10 diss tracks. We also will give you another segment of bad advice. Did you hear the bad advice episode that we did, Jason?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that one.
Well, I'm going to need you to go listen to that, because if you could be on next week's episode, we doing the bad advice, and we got to give people some bad advice out here.
Yeah, not good advice. Not shit that they should do. This shit that they... The wrong shit.
The wrong shit. The shit that they shouldn't do. We go give them the bad advice. So, we going to have that segment for you guys next week. We'll also have Jason coming back on the show for us. He's becoming a regular.
I welcome it.
We appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, I think our sons are playing Fortnite right now.
Oh.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he just asked me if I could help him link him up again, because I sent him an invite to a party. Your son got a mic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was in there talking. I heard him screaming. Okay. I already know he was. Yeah.
But you guys got anything else for the people, for the listeners?
As far as me, hit the Facebook group up, hit Twitter up. If you can, if it's available, give us a like and subscribe. Review? Yeah. Give us a review, what the white people do on their podcast, you know?
Give us a review,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. Just,
I got liquor in me.
Just give us a review.
What you drinking? What you drinking over there?
We drinking something that we ain't came up with a name for it yet.
We're drinking Jim Beam Fire mixed with Red Bull.
Oh shit!
We ain't came up with it. That's our podcast drink. We ain't came up.
We gotta come up with a name for it. But
yeah, you gotta trademark that quick.
Yeah.
but they don't know what we drinking. That's the first time we said it on air.
But we coming up with a name for it.
I got some Don Julio Blanco in here, man.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Look,
spend some money.
Look at this guy.
Thank you, Trump.
Thank you, Trump.
For real.
Yeah. But we appreciate you guys listening as always. This has been a great episode. Check us out next week as well. We appreciate you. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
We thank Jason for being on the show with us.
I thank y'all, man.
My name is Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast, and we out.
We out.